Okay, so we're going to learn this song sooner or later. So that's your assignment. Learn that song. It's very important. It really is very, very important that we begin to really pray for this outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Like I mentioned before, all the charismatics, all the Pentecostals are praying for this outpouring of the Holy Spirit, and that is the spirit of Louisa. They have no idea what they're praying for yet. And in this spirit of Louisa, this is why Jesus says this is what Padre Pio said. Jesus himself is going to show the world who Louisa is. Read Father Bucci's book. You can get a glimpse of what Padre Pio said about her. Okay, so we are in volume 20, October 15th, 1926. Little daughter of my most holy divine will, Louisa Figueroa. It is just, it is necessary, it is right of both sides, both yours and of my most holy divine will, that one who is its child follow the multiplicity of the acts of my will, and that my will receive them into its acts. So again, as Catholics, we understand this multiplicity through the Holy Eucharist. We understand that when you receive a piece of the host, that is the totality of God. So as Catholics, we have this deep understanding of what God is doing with Louisa. He says, a father would be unhappy if he did not feel his child at his side, so as to be followed by his child in his acts. Nor would the child feel loved by the father if, putting him aside, the father would not let himself be followed by his child. Therefore, daughter of my holy divine will and newborn in the divine will, it means precisely this, to follow all of its acts as its faithful daughter. So again, what God is going to teach us is how to live heaven on earth. God, and that's what if you listen to the Dawn of a Mystery, Archbishop Piccieri says very clearly that in the history of the Church, no one has taught how to live in the divine, how the kingdom of God is going to come on earth as it is in heaven. No one has taught the fulfillment of the Our Father. He says that is the job of Louisa Figueroa. Now, the job of Louisa is to teach how to live this life. So if you want to be a Franciscan, you follow Francis, Benedictine, Benedict, Dominican, Dominic. You follow their life. If you want the divine will, you link yourself with Louisa. Volume 20, November 4th, 1926. Therefore, one who lets herself be dominated by my holy divine will possesses many sees for as many acts as she does in the divine will, and while she does little, she has much. Okay, so what does that mean? Okay, remember, Louisa was in bed for 64 years. Louisa did not eat, drink, or sleep for 64 years. It looked like she did nothing. Yet, in reality, she was doing everything. And it's the same thing for us. When you are in your silence, when you're listening, when you're gazing, when you're just sitting in your room, being absorbed in the divine will, it looks like you're doing nothing. Yet in reality, you're doing everything. You're linking yourself with all of mankind. You're being the voice of every human that ever existed and will ever exist. You are saying in their names, to God, I love you, I praise you, I thank you, I bless you, I adore you. As if all mankind was saying that. So it looks like you're doing nothing, yet you are completely, you're doing everything. So he says here very clearly, it looks like she does little, but she's doing very much. She has a divine volition that delights in making of the little acts of the creature an ocean, a sea. And only with these seas can she impetrate the longed-for kingdom of the divine fiat. This is why our newborn, the little daughter of my holy divine will, Louisa, was needed, so that in turning her little pains, her I love you, and everything she does into oceans, into seas that communicate with it, the sea, the ocean of the Eternal One, Louisa can have ascendancy to infiltrate the kingdom of my most holy divine will. So again, this is Louisa's job. Louisa's job is to bring the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. Exactly what Archbishop Pichieri has said. It's no one else's job. So think about it. What God is asking of us is to participate in that which is the greatest event in the history of the world. He's asking us to link ourselves with Louisa so that the kingdom of God can come on earth as it is in heaven. The fulfillment of 2,000 years of prayer may be accomplished. And we don't deserve this. The one who deserves this is Louisa. Yet God is saying, I am so generous with my love that I want you, who are reading the volumes, to participate in this. I mean, to receive the I love you of all of creation. To receive the life of God for all of creation. Like Jesus said to Louisa, that when the kingdom is established, everyone will live in it. And everyone will say, number one, you know, there is a soul who linked themselves to Louisa and brought the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven. A time when not everyone lived in the divine will. So our job is the hardest. We're in the divine will and we're out of the divine will. We're in our human misery, we're in the divine will. So what we're doing is we're fighting our human passions to embrace the divine will. So Jesus says the divine will is going to happen in a twinkling of an eye on earth. And everyone will say, how did this occur? How did the kingdom come? How come we're living this preternatural life? What happened? And Jesus says he's going to point to Louisa and to the souls linked to Louisa. And he's going to say, Louisa and those children of the divine will brought the kingdom here. And then everyone will eternally live in paradise. I mean, that's God's plan. Adam fell. Jesus comes to redeem mankind. Our Lady came to co-redeem with Christ. Now after 2,000 years, mankind is going to be sanctified. How? By this little newborn, Louisa Picaretta. God is going to use his daughter, as Adam fell by his daughter, his offspring, Eve. God is going to have his daughter, Louisa, bring the kingdom of God back on earth. And then, in volume 15, he says to Louisa, you, Louisa, must give this back to the man, the Pope, who will be the head of the church, and there'll be one church, one flock, one shepherd. And everything's going to begin again, but in a greater way than we could ever have imagined if Adam didn't sin. That's why on Holy Saturday, we say, oh, happy fault of Adam. Oh, happy fault of Adam. Because what God is going to give us is going to astonish us. Now, volume 20, January 27th, 1926. Now, my daughter Louisa, in order to be daughter of my holy divine will, you, Louisa, have been generated in the divine will. Now, that generated word is a word that is found in the Tridentine Mass. It's regenerated. God wants to regenerate us. And I remember this one sister called me and she said, God is going to regenerate us from the top of our head to the bottom of our feet. And that's what's happening. God is going to regenerate us. How do we know this? Well, Joey Lamangino has no eyes. Our Lady promises him eyes. Where there are no eyes, they're going to be regenerated. And this sister said to me, if you don't have an arm, God is going to regenerate that. So you have to understand, God wants perfection. God wants wholeness. God wants to regenerate his children. And that's what he's doing with Louisa. You, Luis, have been given regenerate. You have been generated in the divine will. In you, Luisa, have been formed. And in forming you, Luisa, the light and the love of my divine will, more than blood, has grafted in you, Luisa, its ways, its attitude, its operating, making you, Luisa, embrace everyone and everything. And this is so true that you, Luisa, being a birth from the divine will, calls you, Luisa, now newborn of my holy divine will, now its little daughter, now only one who has been generated by the divine will can generate the children of my divine will. Therefore, you, Luisa, will be the mother of the generation of its children. See, it's a whole new beginning for mankind. And it's not just to be good and holy and saintly, but to have more. What the divine will is more than being holy, more than being good, more than being saintly. It's really to begin to live this abundant life where, I mean, as you touch someone, it is Jesus touching and you're touching. You know, you'll do far greater things than I. What did St. Peter do when he touched that young man and brought him back to life? It was St. Peter in the name of Jesus. In his name, in his place, come back to life. You have to understand that what is coming is not just good, holy, saintly things. What's coming is a divine life. Now, no one possesses it yet. So don't feel slighted if you're not living in the divine will. Nobody has it yet. The first one who will possess it will be the Holy Father. And so Jesus says that you will be the mother of the second generation of the children of light. And I, Luisa, say, my Jesus, what are you saying? I'm not good at being a daughter. How can I be a mother? And Jesus said, yet from you, Luisa, must come the generation of these children. See, this life that God wants to breathe in us is not a saintly life. It's not a good life. It's not a holy life. It's a divine life. What mother has suffered so much? Who has been confined to a bed for 40 years and more for the love of forming a birth from herself and of giving birth to the generation of her children? No one. What mother, as good as she might be, has sacrificed her whole entire existence to the point of enclosing within herself the thoughts, the heartbeats, the works, so that everything might be reordered in the birth that she carried, wanting to give life to it, not once, but as many times for as many acts as her child does? No one. Do you, Luisa, yourself not feel within yourself the generations of these children by following their thoughts, their words, their works, their steps to reorder them all in my most holy divine will? Do you not feel yourself wanting to give life to each soul as long as they know my holy divine will and be, this is the word, regenerated in it? See, this regeneration is what God is going to do. Think about it. The life that he wants us to possess is a life that has not been seen. No one has seen this life except for Adam, who fell. His children didn't see it. What is this life? It's a life that Jesus and Mary lived in Nazareth, the hidden life witnessed by St. Joseph, but no one else saw it. It's this life that was in Luisa that no one has seen. That's why I say, don't limit God. What God wants to do is going to astonish you. No eye has seen, no ear has heard the love that's going to be given to those that love God, the life that's going to be given to those that love God, the love that's going to be given to those that love God. What's coming? I mean, that's the last retreat I gave. The Lord spoke very clearly, and I don't hear voices. But what I understood was, now he's going to show us how this life that has never been seen by any of the saints is going to happen. Now, what the analogy I got was, think of a boy on a dock, and his father's on the other dock. And he says, swim to me. So the boy jumps in the water, 7 years old. It's the water's over his head, and he's splashing, and he's fighting, and he's struggling, and he's spitting, and he's choking, and he's swimming, and he's crawling, and he's finally gets to the other side, and the father picks him out of the water and then says to him, now I will teach you how to swim. That's what God's going to do. I've been talking about the divine will for 26 years. I've known about the divine will for 36 years. What I know is God is saying, now I'm going to show you how this is going to happen. No one has seen this. I haven't. The only thing I can see is 2 40-foot bronze doors, a foot thick, closed. And the light that's behind these doors is just, you can see a thin strip of light at the bottom coming out. What God wants to do is he wants to open these doors so that the kingdom, so we can enter into the kingdom. No eye has seen, no ear has heard. That's why he's saying, don't say to Jesus, you can't do this. Because he's going to say, fine. As soon as you have a doubt, as soon as you have a worry, God says, fine, I can't penetrate your doubts. I can't penetrate your questions. See, Mary said, let it be done as you say. She says, how can this be? I have given my life to God. How can this be? I don't know man. How can I do this so that God can have his way? She said, it's not why, it's how. And God says, the Holy Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit will overshadow you. And she said, let it be done as you say. See, that's what God is looking for. What God is going to do is beyond what we can see. We have these huge brass bronze doors have not been opened. No one has seen it since Adam. Even Jesus in Mary's life, no one saw it. St. Joseph witnessed it. Louisa has been given this gift. And now God's going to do something. And what that now is when the Holy Father says she is venerable. Then what's bound on earth is bound in heaven. You cannot believe what God is going to do. The devil is so terrified of this because he believed he destroyed Adam and his children. He believed that when Christ died, it was done. God was dead. You know, what's coming is the little newborn who is going to crush his head. Our Lady crushes it, and then Jesus says, now get out of my way, let my little daughter do it too. Like mother, like daughter, like mother. Louisa's going to do this. So Jesus says, this regeneration is going to take place. You cannot believe what God's got planned. I got a glimpse in 72 of the church. It is nothing that we can see today. The church is going to be so holy, so beautiful, so pure that we will not recognize it. There'll be one church, there'll be one flock, there'll be one shepherd. Everyone will be Catholic. The universal life will reign on earth. The king of the earth will be the Pope. Why? Because he's the vicar of Christ. Louisa, the little newborn, is going to be the mother of the second generation of the children of light. What's coming, it's spectacular. And this regeneration is the word that we have to understand. What God is going to do has not been seen by any of the saints. So he says, Louisa, everything that you do in your interior, that you, Louisa, suffer, is nothing other than the formative and the maturation of this birth, all of heaven. Heaven is being coming to earth through Louisa. This is why I, Jesus, have told you, Louisa, many times, your mission, Louisa, is great. There is no one who can equal it. And the highest attention is needed. It's the same thing for us. If we're linked to Louisa, this is the mission that is so great that no one, no saint before, could ever possibly possess it. And it's nothing that we're doing. We're nothing. We're nobody. But God is going to do it. So therefore, the highest attention is needed. We have to focus on this gift more than anything else. Volume 24, June 29th, 1928. How beautiful she is. That's Louisa. We have to look at Louisa as how beautiful she is. Not this old woman in bed, but how beautiful Louisa is. How beautiful is the newborn of my holy divine will, Louisa Picaretta. In Louisa's littleness, Louisa would want to engage in competition with her God. Louisa would want to give God the occasion to always smile and with childlike surprises capture God so as to be able to gaze, always gaze upon, to show God the long generation of her children. See, it's going to be a whole new beginning for mankind. Again, the whole reason for this day of recollection is to help everyone say, I want this more than anything. I want this life. I want to be linked to Louisa. I want to know Louisa. I want to be one with Louisa. I want to be her child. I want to truly be a child of Jesus and a child of Mary by being a child of Louisa. Remember what he says. Jesus and Mary are one. The first link to Jesus and Mary is Louisa, and then all her children after that. So if you want to think, you have all of heaven, Jesus and Mary, the Sacred Heart of Jesus, the Immaculate Heart of Mary, then you have this little neck, Louisa, the hourglass, if you want to say, and then all the children below. Who is that main link? It's Louisa Picaretta. So again, it's something great is coming. Volume 24, August 23rd, 1928. You must know that my loneliness weighed heavy upon me because he who had come for all and to search for all was to be sought for by all. For each of them, I felt vividly the pain of the loneliness in which they left me. With my searching gaze, I, Jesus, kept searching to see whether anyone looked for me or and loved my company. As many times as I, Jesus, looked for this comfort, it was in vain. However, you, Louisa, must know that in so much loneliness in which souls had left me, I never remained alone. I, Jesus, had the company of the angels and that of my Queen Mother Mary, because although she was far away, my divine will brought me her heartbeat and all Our Lady's acts as a cortege around me to keep me company. And also, from that time, it brought me the newborn of my holy divine, of my fiat, Louisa Picaretta, and all the retinue of the children of my of the kingdom of the holy divine will for my company. So we are always linked to Louisa. And again, a very important passage is in Volume 17, May 4th, 1925. The Father wanted the reflection of the Trinity on earth, and under the paternity of the Father is the maternity of Mary. Under Jesus, Son of God, is Jesus, Son of Mary. Under the Holy Spirit is Louisa and the children linked to Louisa. I mean, that's what's coming. Again, do not doubt what God is going to do. Don't put limits on what God wants to do. Your life has to be fiat, let it be done as you say. Because all times belong to my divine will, and it has the virtue of reducing them to one single point so as to have them in all times in continuous act without ever ceasing. Furthermore, as souls remember what I, Jesus, did and wants to be around me, Louisa prepares the void within herself in which to place the fruit of what I, Jesus, did and suffered. Volume 25. March 3rd, 1929. Because Adam went out of our divine volition, Adam's descendants lost the way in order to come to the first act of the creation of Adam. Even though our divine volition has not stopped, because when we decide to do an act, no one can move us, it is therefore remains always in the act of renewing the prodigies of creation, and in spite of this, it does not find anyone over whom to renew them. And it waits with divine firmness and patience for Louisa, basically, the creature, to return to its volition in order to be able to renew its act, always an act of being able to repeat what it did in the creation of Adam. So because Adam fell, everything's waiting. Everything's waiting. And as much as it waits everyone, it only finds its little daughter Louisa, the newborn of my holy divine will, who each day enters into the first act of the creation of Adam. When our divine being made display of all our divine qualities to make of Adam, the little king and our inseparable son, embellish Adam with all of our divine insignia, so that all might recognize Adam as the great portent of our love. So God created Adam so that everyone would recognize what God did to Adam, and we are his children. And we would have possessed this preternatural life in paradise, never to leave paradise. And now it's been given to Louisa. Why? So we can enter again into paradise. And so when somebody says to me, well, my pet, I love my pet cat, I love my pet dog, are they going to be with me in paradise? I say, you know, the animals are still in paradise. All the animals that were there are still there. And the animals talk to us. Why? The snake talked to Eve and she wasn't confused. She said, really? Was that true? I mean, the animals talk, which means the animals are in a higher state than we are now. Okay? That means the animals are 6,000 years old as they were created. They haven't died. See, nothing in paradise is dead. Nothing in paradise is inanimate. We have no idea what it means to live the abundant life that God originally planned. Remember, God said to Adam, if you eat of this fruit, you will die that day. That's what Scripture says. You will die that day. 930 years later, he died because the day was like 1,000 years. So we have no idea what God's got planned for us. What is coming is so beautiful. Our Lord is asking us, pleading with us, to allow him to do what he wants, to have his way with us. 524, March 13, 1929. I, Louisa, feel a strength within me, a divine power that draws me continuously into the eternal volition, as if it wanted me to, in continuous company with its acts, to give to its little newborn, Louisa, the life of these acts, and to have the pleasure of hearing them being repeated, or of repeating them together with her. Again, everything is an I love you from God. And God wants that repeated by man. That was Adam's job. Now it's Louisa's job. And we link to Louisa. And seeing that the divine fiat enjoys very much, it celebrates when it sees the little newborn Louisa in its arms of light, either to tell her something about its long story or to let her repeat what the divine will does together with the divine will, with this light, with this newborn. And the divine fiat feels all joy and happiness for having issued the creation. So its light transported my little intelligence into Eden. See, we can go there. We can go back into the Garden of Eden. Again, this is not a pious thought. It is a reality. Go back into the Garden of Eden in the act when our God, in a surge of love, created the life and love in Adam. In order to love Adam always, without ever ceasing, and indeed it never ceased, to be loved by Adam in return with an incessant love. It wanted to love Adam with a love that never says enough, but it wanted to be loved by Adam in return. While my mind was wandering in the love of God and of Adam, my sweet Jesus, moving in my interior, told me, my daughter Louisa, in the first act of the creation of Adam, our love overflowed so strongly, and it raises flames of love so high as to make its arcane voices heard, so strong and penetrating that the heavens, the stars, the sun, the wind, the sea, and everything felt invested by mysterious voices crying out over the head of Adam, I love you, I love you, I love you. See, this I love you of God, he wants to hear it. He wants to hear it from us. If a spouse says to their spouse, I love you, and nothing's responded, I love you, I love you, I love you, nothing, there's no response. After a while, you know, is there really happiness there? It's got to be a competition. I love you, I love you, no, I love you, I love you, no, I love you. Somebody said to me once, how often do I have to do my round of creation? I already did it once. So how often do you say you love your wife? Once? It's continuous. Well, our job is to repeat to God, I love you. To be in competition with God. To look for an opportunity to tell him how you love him. I remember years ago, I was in my rectory, and I'm thinking, what can I do that's new to say to God, I love you? And then I thought of the dust balls under my bed. Oh, I love you for all these dust balls. I love you. No one's ever said that. I love you. I love you. And for everything, for everyone, for every leaf on a tree, for every blade of grass, for every grain of sand, for every drop of water, for every snowflake, we want to be, all these I love yous are all around us. And what God wants is he wants to hear this I love you. He has given us all these I love yous, and he wants us to reciprocate that love. These are Cain and powerful voices called Adam. And Adam, as though stirred from a sweet sleep and feeling enraptured by each I love you of God who had created Adam, also cried out in his surge of love in the sun, in the heavens, in the sea, and everything, I love you, I love you, I love you, O my Creator God. Our divine will that dominated Adam did not let him lose anything, not even one I love you, of ours, to which Adam would not respond with his own. So with every I love you, God, Adam responded. It was lovely, a sweet enchantment to hear Adam as the power of our divine fiat would take the I love you of our son Adam. Adam, the dear jewel of our heart, upon the wings of its light and invading the whole of creation, Adam would make us hear in each created thing his continuous I love you, just like our own. Our divine will does not know how to do broken and interrupted things, but continuous. As long as Adam possessed his dear inheritance of our fiat, Adam possessed his continuous act. And it can be said that Adam competed with us, triune God, for when we do an act, it no longer ceases. Therefore, everything was harmony between Adam and us, God. Harmony of love, harmony of beauty, harmony of sanctity. Our fiat let Adam lack nothing of our things. As Adam withdrew from our holy divine will, Adam lost the way in order to reach our divine things and formed many voids between himself and us, voids of love, voids of beauty, voids of sanctity, and formed an abyss of distance between God and himself. And this is why our fiat wants to return to the creature as a font of life to fill these voids and make mankind return as a little newborn into its arms and to give him its continuous act just as it created Adam. So you see, what God has got planned is beyond what we can imagine. Volume 25, April 4th, 1929. And just as the natural order of creation, so in the supernatural order. So everything in the supernatural is based on the natural. God is the universal being, and God is one, and become one. One is the God of all. God gives himself to all. God envelops all. God is everywhere. God does good to all and is the life of all. One is the Virgin, and therefore universal mother and queen of all, Our Lady. One is your Jesus, and therefore my redemption extends everywhere. And in a universal way, everything I did, everything I suffered, is at the disposal of every soul and each and every one of them. One is the little newborn of my holy divine will, Luisa Picaretta. Therefore, listen to this, the whole entire universe will receive, because of Luisa, in a universal way, this is the Catholic way, all the goods of the manifestations and knowledges of my divine fiat, that like sacred deposit, I, God, have deposited in you, Luisa Picaretta, so that more than a splendid sun in the sky at high noon, it may shine its innumerable rays to illuminate the entire world. That's Luisa. Who is this Luisa Picaretta? Who is this? I mean, that That in itself, this would be a great one to memorize in volume 25. Jesus says creation, the Father, the Mother, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, and now Louisa. The newborn Louisa, the entire universe is going to receive in a universal way, a Catholic way, all the goods that were manifested in these knowledges, in these 36 volumes. All the goods that were deposited in Louisa, which is more than a sun at high noon. That's what Jesus says. That it may shine these innumerable rays to illuminate the entire world. That's exactly what Padre Pio said. St. Padre Pio said, Louisa is a second sun, S-U-N. So think of the sun at 6 p.m. setting and another sun in the east coming up. There's, because of Louisa, who possesses the true life of Jesus and the true life of Mary, there's no more darkness. The devil is gone. The world, the flesh, and the devil are in total submission to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Evil will be gone. We are going to be regenerated in the holy divine will. Why do you think there's all these, you know, things on the internet saying, get ready, get ready, get ready? What did Our Lady say to Father Gopi? In 1997, everything is done. Everything's complete. 1997. Why? Because in 1996, the volumes were released from the Vatican, the secret archives. I was there. I saw it. I saw these books come out. What did Our Lady say at Medjugorje and Garabandal? What did Our Lady say at Akita? What is our Lord and Our Lady saying all over the world? In Africa, in Egypt, our Lord and Our Lady are getting the world ready. What did our Lord say to Saint Faustina? He said, "This divine mercy is going to prepare the world for my return." We have to understand the time we're living in. And the sure sign is Louisa in the Vatican. Watch what's going to happen. I can guarantee you, this is astonishing. Remember, Jesus says this generation will not pass away until everything is complete. We are in that time. Louisa died in 47. Her body was taken out of the church, out of the ground, put in the church in 63. The association was started in 86. The cause was started in 94. The cause was completed. Oh, the writings came out in 96. The cause was completed in 2005. She's in the Vatican right now. Do you know what this means? Very soon, we're going to see amazing things, but God is going to give it to those who make the divine will their everything. And if you're not making the divine will everything, it's going to be a nice story, but you can't be part of it. Jesus has, he has to see, we have to prove to him that we want this more than anything else. Again, I have deposited in you, Louisa, more than a splendid sun that's going to illuminate the whole world. Volume 26, April 7th, 1929. I don't know how volume 25 and volume 26 changed that differently in 3 days, but that's what it says there. So. Or maybe it's a new beginning. Okay. Now, who can say my emotion after so many years and finding myself in front of that sun that my lovable Jesus had used in order to give me so many similes and images of his adorable will? Okay, so she's out into the sun. Okay, this is it. Yeah, that's right. This is where she. This is the beginning of volume 26. She goes out into the sun for the first time. She's in the garden, and find myself in front of the sun of my lovable Jesus had used in order to give me so many similes and images of his adorable will. And I felt invested not only by the sun's light, but also by the sun's heat and by the wind wanting to compete with the sun, kiss me with its light breezes in order to refresh the hot kisses that the sun was giving me. So I felt like they would never stop kissing me, the sun on one hand and the wind on the other. Oh, how vividly I could feel the touch, the life, the breath, the air, the love of the divine fiat in the sun and in the wind. I, Louisa, could touch with my own hand how created things are veils that hide the volition that created them. So the holy divine will is in everything. Now, while I was under the empire of the sun, of the wind, of the vastness of the azure heavens, my sweet Jesus moved to my interior in a sensible way, as if he did not want to be outdone by the sun, by the wind, by the heavens. And he told me, beloved daughter Louisa, of my holy divine will, today everyone in heaven and on earth makes feast because of your exit. You've left the building and, you're now in the garden. Everybody's celebrating you being outside for the first time in 40 years. The whole of celestial court felt the gaiety of the sun, the joy of the wind, the smiles of the heaven, and all ran to see what was new. And in seeing you, Louisa, invested by the light of the sun that was kissing you, Louisa, the wind caressing you, Louisa, the heaven smiling at you, Louisa, they all comprehended that the power of my divine fiat was moving the elements to celebrate its little newborn, Louisa Picaretta. Everybody was in joy. Why? Louisa is different than St. Francis in the sun. Everybody recognized it. Louisa possessed the divine will. And everything was in competition, as it was in competition with Adam in the beginning. Volume 26, April 16, 1929. And you know the motion, the heartbeat, the breathing must be continuous. Otherwise life cannot exist. And you, Louisa, would cause your life to be missing in my fiat. And it would feel the sorrow that its little daughter, the dear little newborn Louisa, would cause her motion, her heartbeat, her breathing to be missing in the divine will. The divine will would feel the tearing of its newborn Louisa, whom it keeps always in the act of being born, without putting her out of its womb. Not even to let Louisa take one step so as to feel her life as its own life. So here, Louisa has entered into the divine will. She's the first since Adam. She's the first, the newborn of Jesus and Mary who lived in the divine will. And you, Louisa, would feel the life of its continuous motion, of its heartbeats, of breathing, missing in you, Louisa. You, Louisa, would feel the void of the divine will in your soul. No, no, my daughter Louisa, I, Jesus, do not want any void of my holy divine will in you, Louisa. Again, how glorious is this? That what God is doing with Louisa, he's going to do with us. You have to understand. What Jesus is showing Louisa, he's going to do in us. The saints have not experienced this. Now, volume 1 through volume 10, you must become a saint. Volume 11 through volume 19 is how to live in the divine will through the power of the Holy Spirit. Volume 20 through volume 36 is how to receive the divine inheritance of the Father. St. Honorable de Francia, who's been given the mission to give these writings to the world, did not read 20 through 36. He was the first one to die living in the divine will. What does that mean? As he's dying, he says, I do this in the divine will. I want to die in the divine will. So he was the first one to die in the divine will since the Blessed Mother. Our Lady was assumed. They call it her sleep, her dormition. But he did not read 20 through 36. God wants to give us more than he gave to St. Honorable de Francia, who gave the imprimatur of volume 1 through volume 19. I saw the imprimaturs on the writings. As a matter of fact, I kept on saying to everybody, we got to take a picture of this. And they go, we don't need it. I said, no, you got to take a picture of this. We don't need it. So he says, well, I'm going to take a picture. And then they took a picture of it. But it's amazing. They have the imprimatur. I think it was 1920, 25, something like that. The imprimatur was there. St. Padre Pio, the imprimatur was given to the Hours of the Passion in 1915. That's when he started reading, when he received the invisible stigmata. This is what I've been told. Nobody knows the book that he was reading. But when the volume was given out in 1918, the Hours of the Passion, again, They say that what he was, that's what he read when he received the stigmata, the real, the invisible stigmata. Now, astonishing. Again, it's still hidden. They still don't want to say anything because they're afraid of Luisa. Because he you know, people would come to him and he goes, go back to Corrado. You have Luisa. So again, something great is coming. Something extraordinary is coming. And when the Pope says she is venerable, duck. You know, because it's going to be amazing. It's going to be amazing. All right, so we'll end there. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.